Watch, Ron DeSantis, Joe Biden's inflation is a self-inflicted wound. By Hannah Blow on February 16, 2022. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., on Tuesday said President Joe Biden's rampant inflation is a self-inflicted wound, caused by bad federal policies. Holding a press conference in Fort Walton Beach, where he announced record-breaking domestic tourism numbers for the Sunshine State, DeSantis briefly addressed rising inflation in the country and the effect it is having on the American people. Much of it is caused, he said, by politics out of Washington where they think they can just keep printing trillions of dollars and somehow you're never going to see any consequence of that. DeSantis also pointed to the massive stimulus in March, noting that people, including Democrat economists, warned President Biden that it would fuel inflation. And that's exactly what happened, he said of the official report of consumer inflation up by 7.5%, the worst in 40 years. I can tell you it's much higher than 7.5%, DeSantis said. How much has gas gone up? How much have groceries gone up? How much have different staples of building and construction and all that gone up? It's all gone up way more than 7.5%. As they calculate 7.5%, they're including things that really aren't making that much of an impact. They're not including things that have gone up dramatically. And so that inflation is really, really significant and it eats away at people's incomes. He continued, noting that the policies out of Washington are hurting the country. Florida, however, has fought back against Biden on a whole variety of things, he continued. I mean, if it were up to Biden, we would have had tens of thousands of people lose their jobs because of these mandates. He said, vowing that Florida would continue to fight and predicting a good legislative session. But inflation, the governor added, is a self-inflicted wound because of a lot of these federal policies. His message to Biden is to reverse course and embrace better policies, because people cannot handle this indefinitely. He added, noting the steps Florida has taken to alleviate the burden from Floridians. That includes working to give a gas tax holiday and stepping up on ports, taking more ships to help alleviate the supply chain crisis. Watch.